Moving into our tech spotlight, I'm going to be chatting to Mark Smith from PhoneWorks in just a moment. A little bit about the business first. What are we looking at? Price has been between 50 cents and 1 rand 20 in the last year. The 1 rand 20 was 1st of October, so a company pretty much at its high. When I left the office, we had buyers at a rand, sellers at 1 rand 12 cents. Market cap just over 145 million. Price earnings ratio 8, dividend yield 3.6. That's not shabby, certainly for the space. We often don't see dividends. They had results out recently for the year to end 30 June. We'll touch on that a bit. Net profit up 22% to 18.2 million. Cash equivalents up to 60 million. I'm asking what he's going to do with the 60 million. Headline earnings per share up 5.9% at 13.5 cents. With that, Mark, evening. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good evening, Simon. Good evening to your listeners.
Lex, before we delve into touching the numbers in a bit, I know I've chatted to you before. Let's step back and get a bit of an understanding about the business. If my memory is correct, three core areas: infotainment, business services, which is sort of fax to email and the like, and switching services.
That's correct, Simon. Traditionally, all our revenues come from the first two divisions, MediaWorks, which is infotainment, and BizWorks, which is our business services.
Mm-hmm.
And of late, there are three new divisions, which is our IDWorks, which is identity verification, CarbonWorks, and disaster recovery, which are rolling out as of 1st of July from this financial year.
Disaster recovery, that's sort of dual site. So I have a backup office in case something happens to my office.
Correct. But I think where the difference is that we're aiming specifically at a very niche market, which is your stockbroking fraternity.
We've
been working very closely with the likes of stockbrokers and the JSE so that we basically enable them, in the event of them having a disaster, to move to our premises and continue to trade as if they were at their own premises.
And that disaster could be something as simple as power going down for a couple of days.
Absolutely. So it's power, it's connectivity, it could be as much as water damage, or mm-hmm. it could be more of a disaster like a fire. But ultimately it enables them to move from their premises and continue to trade normally. So it's not just to close out, but to continue to trade.
What is the billing method there? Is that sort of a retainer basis, or is it they pay as a truly retainer basis? You're sitting with the space as they need it. They come in, and they've got you on retainer.
That's quite correct, yeah. We provide them with different models, so they'd have a basic model
mm-hmm.
where they require certain facilities within our hosting environment where they put their equipment, they do their backups, and then we provide them with a number of desks or seats, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the event that there is a disaster, they can move across. If obviously the disaster of a greater nature and there are available seats for overflow, then we provide them as well.
Okay, and very niche. Would you look to perhaps, I mean, stockbrokers is very much an obvious one. Would that be something where you would look for further niches going forward?
Well, we've identified two. The one is stockbroking, and the second is your small, medium up enterprises, so a business that, let's say, has a staff complement of not more than, say, 200.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small-type business that needs backup facilities, and they will also use the hosting environment that we've developed.
Okay. The other one was IDWorks, and again, if I recall correctly, and I hope I do, this was Fika.
Absolutely. You've got a good memory there. Effectively, it's a verification system. It goes beyond the local legislation, which is Fika and Rika, and it's a verification system for what we call a customer due diligence or know your customer process.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually deployed that in a pilot with a government institution over the last 4 months, and will continue until the end of December, and that has been actually very successful. Effectively, an individual will present themselves to one of our designated Commission of Oaths who are certified. The system brings certain documentation. They get verified, we take a finger vein, take their photograph, issue them with a card, and they then get registered into the system, and all the documents get digitally stored into the vault. In the instance of our current client, which is a government institution, if that individual then wishes to interface to one of the government's websites, mm-hmm. they would then use their card, enter a particular card number, we would then send them a one-day PIN,
mm-hmm.
match the two, and then we would then be able to identify who the person who's actually interacting with a particular website. So it's a verification system.
And it saves me having to lug around bits of paper and keep improving who I am. I understand the logic. I mean, I Fika, don't get me wrong, great idea, but it's a process for the consumer. You're talking government. Will it roll beyond just government services?
Yes, I think we're looking at it on a more holistic basis. I think the principle being that the consumer will go once off on an enrollment process, which could take, let's say, 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and thereafter there are updates. Now, what we are working on is also electronic updates. So, for example, if you have a utility bill with a certain institution, and you pay that utility bill and you have one of our cards, then we would electronically update your latest bill into the vault,
right.
which saves you the trouble of having to go back, obtain an original copy,
and have that
document then scanned in via one of our enrollment centers. So effectively it's to make life easier for the consumer, make life easier for accountable institutions, but more importantly make the information that flows between the two parties secure.
Your business services, fax to email and the like, is this mostly aimed at the SME space or is it broader than just that?
It's very broad. We have currently probably over 300,000 users.
Wow.
And that's growing at a rate of approximately 1,400 per week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's across the board. So it's your individuals, your SOHO, your SME, up to corporates.
Okay, so I'm just thinking fax to email. I somewhere there must be a fax machine where I work, but I certainly don't ever know. I get the email from it. Your infotainment, tell us a little bit about that. I know two of the clients certainly which jumped out at me, SABC, MultiChoice.
Yes.
That's SMS services, MMS and the like?
That's right. It's SMS, interactive voice response, what we call IVR,
mm-hmm.
MMS. As far as the South African market is concerned, we are the primary supplier of those services to the SABC. Our target market there is also your advertising agencies and fast-moving consumer goods companies. So we have a sales team that goes out, interacts with them, signs up particular campaigns that run for defined periods, and we then provide the full facility, which is the hosting of the service, post-campaign analysis, management of the data, etc. As far as MultiChoice is concerned, we provide services to them into Africa. We have 73 networks that we are contracted to in 32 countries,
mm-hmm.
and we provide the likes of Big Brother, that's for example is running on MultiChoice at the moment.
Right.
So we will have contracted with 14 countries in Africa specifically for this particular Big Brother. We would then negotiate specific short codes that would be then publicized on television, and we would then route all those SMSs back to our switch in Randburg. And then we trickle feed them down to MultiChoice, who then display them on screen.
Okay. Turning to the numbers, net profit up, headline earnings per share up, tough out there, I'm sure, but you guys are coming through. The one thing, sitting on almost 61 million cash, that must be a bit of a war chest?
It is. Obviously, we look at it from a defensive point of view at the moment, and,
mm-hmm.
and obviously one doesn't want to be particularly geared at this stage, given the state of the economy locally and internationally. So some of that cash, obviously, we will be putting into the growth of ID Works, Carbon Works, and DR Works.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will obviously be looking out for potential acquisitions. But I think organically we believe there's enough on our table, particularly for the next financial year. So we're not going out looking specifically, but if something comes to us, we obviously look at it.
And how are you finding business generally? As I said, certainly you grew in the last period, which was for the year to in June, toughest year out there for almost every CEO I speak to.
Yeah.
Going forward, is things looking better? The green shoots we hear about, are you finding real green shoots?
Yes, I think one of the positive sides of Phoneworks is that we've got a very broad range of products and services. So some of them are defensive when the market turns down.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you take a simple example of fax to email, although the market turns down and you may have a number of retrenchments or properties that go on the market or auctions, etc., you typically find that the paper flow actually increases.
You're saving clients money.
It's more a defensive type product. So we've been very fortunate over the last 12 months that because of the broad range of our products, we've been able to generate pretty good revenue.
Mark Smith, CEO of Phoneworks, thanks very much for your time this evening.
Thank you.